Existem certas áreas da consciência
certain areas
que permanecem desconhecidas para nós
remain unknown to us.
Não se atinge aquele estágio de deixar de ser agressivo.
As long as we have not yet attained that stage of not being aggressive, as long as the possibility of being aggressive still exists in us to a certain degree, some areas of consciousness remain unknown, remain distant.
E a outra condição para que a gente possa estar lúcido.
And the other condition for us to be able to become lucid in many areas of consciousness, besides having eliminated or transmuted aggression, the other condition is for us to be able to remain within silence, inner silence.
E é nesse âmbito, isto é, no âmbito em que nós deixamos de ser.
And it is within this environment, the environment where we have ceased to be aggressive and where we keep silent, where we do not get disturbed because we are in inner silence, it is within this environment that we receive certain knowledge. This knowledge comes from a source which is not personal. This is a gift, a knowing that comes from cosmic areas. We also need to regard the other worlds or imagine the other levels of consciousness or the other areas of space that we do not yet know as worlds of refined principles and laws, worlds of very refined vibrations. And we must focus our attention on those worlds instead of on the lower worlds. So we need to look at the aspect of aggression. We need to look at our ability to remain within silence. And we also need to not think about the lower worlds and leave lower things, things belonging to other vibrations, where they are. We must not attune to these things. Human consciousness is currently becoming very aware of these things. So the key points being offered can help us considerably. They can help us to take very important inner steps. These higher spheres or higher worlds, these levels of consciousness that have a more accelerated or more refined vibration, these spheres cooperate with one another. They cooperate continuously. There is no sphere in space. There is no level of consciousness. There is nothing whatsoever on any level that exists as something separate. All of them work together. All of them cooperate with one another. All these levels, all these spheres are within humanity's reach. As humanity goes on evolving, progressing, and following its path, humanity is currently about to attain an understanding of the correlation that exists among all these levels. Because until now, humanity has practically been limited to the material levels. And the material levels include the mental level, which is also matter. So humanity is about to understand that all those levels, all those spheres are correlated. And here on earth, there is a very clear and very conscious relationship between the intraterrestrial levels, which is to say, between the levels of the inner earth, of the inner consciousness of the earth, which we call intraterrestrial, and those supraterrestrial levels. So this relationship exists here on earth, but only between that which is intraterrestrial and that which is supraterrestrial. What we refer to as terrestrial, which is on the surface of the earth, which is our point of consciousness, this terrestrial level is what has to attain this relationship or this correlation. And we have within us, on our monadic or spiritual level, we have the conditions we need to enter into this interrelationship, to experience this correlation. So the intraterrestrials or the intraterrestrial consciousnesses already experience this co-relationship with the superterrestrial level. But we are not yet consciously aware of this co-relationship, although it already exists. We have to have a better understanding of space before getting into this work. We need to perceive more clearly what space really is, because everything is in space. Space contains everything. We imagine space or feel space, but we have not yet become aware that there is nothing outside of space, and that space contains everything that can be imagined, that can be seen, and that can exist. As soon as we understand this sense of God, this sense of the One, and see this as space, as soon as we manage to transfer this poetic sense we have of God, if we manage to transfer this into space, then we really come face to face with what we have always sought. It seems that human beings have always sought space, that which contains everything, that in which everything is, on all levels of consciousness. Humans have always sought this understanding, this experience, this contact with space. All we have to do is put the word God in the place of the word space. Since we say that God contains everything, yes, space is everything. Nothing exists outside of space. And we are able to perceive external space when we have to move from one place to another. But external space is not only that through which people move. Space is everything. So if you are in space, moving 3 meters, nothing stops you from reaching infinity. There are no distinctions in space. So if you walk a few meters, you can reach infinity with your consciousness. Except that meters and measurements are for the concrete mind. And infinity is something for another plane, another level of our mind. Infinity has no beginning or ending. So, in the same way that we walk about here, we can be in infinity. In order to attain these things here on our plane, on our level, here within the possibility of conceiving things, we would have to realize that there is no such thing as something freestanding. There is no such thing as chance. There is nothing in all this space that has not been rigorously planned. Nothing at all is unattached here in space, although it may appear to be so. Every particle in space is inserted within an order. So we are within an order that has been everlastingly predestined, and we are not aware of this. We do not know that we are part of a spatial order, an infinite order. And because we are not aware of this, we keep on running after finite things. We keep on running after things that we are always choosing, always determining, always deciding upon, always selecting. However, this illusion must really be dissolved in us. We really need to undergo this healing. Because when facing infinite space, when facing reality, we make no choices whatsoever, because everything, all things have been forever ordained within the space. So we need to seek this order. But to discover this order and to begin to perceive this order, to sense this order, to love this order, and to participate consciously in this order. And I say consciously because whether we want to or not, we do participate. Even those who do not want to participate in this order are a part of space, because this has been predestined since the beginning, which means forever. Because these things never began and these things will never end. We need to learn to accept these things, because this is space, this is infinity, this is what we are and where we are and in which everything is included. So the chance in which people believe, people sometimes say, it happened incidentally, and others say, I wonder by any chance, this doesn't really exist. It is also impossible for you not to arrive where you are meant to arrive. It does not happen this way. This only happens in the human mind. The human mind is on a three-dimensional level, which is to say the mental level. The human mind received free will. But all that happens on the mental plane is only one level of consciousness, and all of this is in space. All of this is within infinity. So everything is perfectly foreseen and orderly. Even our rebelliousness is foreseen and is arranged within a certain rebellious order that we will look at later. Rebellious order. We will look at the forces of evil. So our rebelliousness is part of this. But this is foreseen. This is how it is within infinity, within space. Even that which for us at the time is not evolutionary, even that which for us is not positive, and when in our levels of consciousness we have to choose one thing over another, and when you choose something, that which you put aside is also in space. It continues existing. It was you at a certain level who chose another, because you still have no notion of this infinity. Because if you had some notion of infinity, you would not be choosing anything. And you would simply be there, you would be there integrated. So you see, in consciousness, we might have this well worked out, but it is a question of bringing this into life, of bringing this oneness, this non-division into life. Even though in life you have to choose, make options, exercise your free will. Who is free of this in life? Nobody. But we would have to be able to use all of this in whatever way we can use it or must use it, but always keeping this infinity before us, which is another level, something different, another perception. The intraterrestrial consciousness and the supraterrestrial consciousness exist in this way. There is no separation in levels of consciousness among the levels of that consciousness. On certain levels of space, on certain levels of reality, we can have this illusion of separateness. But this does not exist in a higher consciousness. So you see how this supraterrestrial consciousness and how this inner consciousness of the planet has already made contact with us. For us to be able to realize this, for us to be able to be aware of these realities, or of this way in which reality presents itself to us, for us to realize that inner world all separated into sections, into meters, into measurements, into kilometers, into centimeters, for us to realize this in a fragmented world, although united, it is united, but under everything one feels a lot of little pieces all separated. For us to be able to realize this in such a world, in this mental sphere of consciousness we live in, for us to realize this, we have to recognize how this superterrestrial is present here, how this superterrestrial is linked to us, how it is acting. And we must not forget that the inner consciousness of the Earth, the intimate consciousness of the Earth, the intraterrestrial area of consciousness is forming a bridge to the supraterrestrial. And it is this bridge which makes it possible for us here in the middle, for us in this intermediary area of consciousness, to begin to receive the first touches of this reality and to gradually receive the first impulses concerning this. Here we need to try to avoid those arbitrary thoughts, those thoughts that do not have any sense of unity. We have to avoid any thought that shoots out without knowing where it's going. We need to begin to work in this field of thought and really only use the energy of thought when this thought is united to this totality, when this thought is joined with and very aware of this totality. This is simple, because even when we drink a glass of water, we do not need to separate our thoughts from the totality. That glass, that water, that movement, your thirst, all is within the totality. So even in the most simple, practical things, we must not forget this. So if right now we are considering the totality, and that we are all within the totality, the people in the first row and the people in the last row disappear from our consciousness. They are all at a single point, do you see? Even though in this area of space, in this material level of consciousness, all this illusion that there is a first row, a second row, a last row, people over here, people over there, all this does exist, and we need to coexist with this. We need to be in this, because we are in these dimensions. We are on this level of consciousness. But we must not allow ourselves to be carried away by this. So we must not think that the person in the first row is closer to us than the person in the last row. Because those who are in the last and those who are in the first are neither near nor far. They are in the same space. They are in the same being. They are in the same entity. They are in the same life. So we really do have to say, I live close by or I live far away. But in consciousness, I don't reside either near or far. I don't even have a dwelling place. Do you see what work you have to do with your mind? Do you perceive what kind of purification has to take place in thought? If this purification takes place in thought, which is to say, if you think, yet you know that it is not this way, if you manage to apply your thought as it should be applied in this world, this is a world of thoughts, so you apply thought, you use thought in the most conscious way, yet you know that it is not like this. Here you begin to perceive the supraterrestrial. The supraterrestrial does not come to disorganize the terrestrial way, nor does the intraterrestrial come to disorganize the surface of the earth. On the contrary, it comes to integrate. But the element for this to happen is the human being. The element is the mental being. The human being is the element for this to take place. So none of us should expect supraterrestrials to communicate or expect advanced intraterrestrials to communicate with us if we are not in this state of being. Because this is not about mediums. This is not about clairvoyance. This is not about clairaudience. This is not about astral vision. This is not about material or subtle communication. This is about being within a reality. So this state of consciousness on the surface depends on us. We should have the aspiration for this, even though this exercise demands our attention, because we forget about so many important things that are less important than this one. We have the tendency to forget this, and we say, I am late, or we say, I am early, or we say, I am on time. Do you see? We have to use these things because we are still on this level. But even though we are on this level and we are late or we are early or we are on time, even so, we do not have to believe it. We have to be ready to begin to perceive other things, to begin to perceive other areas of this consciousness, of this one consciousness. Each thought outside of this one reality, which is to say, each thought that separates us from this unity, because you can say, I am going to go over there, but not believe this. Because as soon as you say, go over there, you have already arrived there, or your being had already been there for a long time. So we have the elements to not believe in these three-dimensional things, even though they are a reality at a level of consciousness that is no longer completely ours. We are here for the most part. We are here physically. We are here on an astral level, on a mental level. Our thoughts still function chronologically, so we have several limitations, but our consciousness does not. Our consciousness is no longer in that place. Our consciousness is already beyond all this. And since this consciousness is beyond, we should pay attention to it, to this consciousness. We should be very aware of this consciousness, because in this way, we can live terrestrial life, which is a level of life. It consists of one level of life. It is within a plan of evolution. But this plan of evolution goes far beyond this planetary life. It is the same plan of evolution. Lives that came before the terrestrial, lives and levels that are less evolved than the terrestrial, and levels that are infinitely more evolved than the terrestrial are all in a same plan of evolution. So we are not outside of anything. Therefore, at this moment, we have to take into account where we are. We have to consider what we are, this infinity, and patiently wait for this consciousness to come about in us and for us to begin to truly feel this. We have to work with aspiration, take note, not with that imagination, because imagination begins to create monsters and begins to present monstrous ideas to you. This is what imagination does. So in regard to these things, it is not a question of imagination. It is a question of aspiration. It is a question of aspiring. It is a question of wanting this very deeply. See, in the beginning we knew about very primitive materials and laws if compared with this supraterrestrial consciousness. For example, we have come to know about levitation, haven't we? There are some people who have levitated. If someone levitated, this is a sign that levitation happens. We have come to know about materializations. We know that many beings materialize or have materialized. We know that many things have materialized in our life. So these things have already happened. They are already here. How many times the astral world, how often the astral world, the level of our discarnate consciousness or the plane of sleep where we dream, this astral level, how often we have experienced this? Many of us have already had experiences there, or we have read so many books about this. How often we have entered into contact with or heard of or had described to us worlds that are partially materialized or even non-material worlds. And we also have clairvoyance present in us. Clairvoyance is a faculty that can happen at any time to each one of us. And there have been so many clairvoyants. How many clairvoyants do we already know or have heard about? How many clairaudients, how many people who can hear inwardly? This also already happened. If someone has been clairaudient, then many have been, then all of us are. Nobody needs to wait to be clairvoyant. You already are one, because somebody has already achieved this. So you are already a clairvoyant. You see, we need to learn to include ourselves in this infinity and not say, this one is clairvoyant, he is intuitive, she is a seer, or someone is a murderer, or that one is a thief, or they have declined into involution. We need to stop this in our consciousness, because this is not happening over there. This is all taking place in the same space. And because you might not have this kind of spatial consciousness, you think that the other person is over there, that the other person is clairvoyant while you are not. Do you see? How many limitations? Can you perceive the level at which we live as people from the earth, as people from the surface, on what level we live? We go so far as to say, those intraterrestrials, we go so far as to say, those extraterrestrials, do you see at what level we live? Whereas no being with a supraterrestrial consciousness says, oh, those over there on earth. This does not happen, do you see? So we have many qualities that are already developed, all those qualities, and we have other qualities as well, because of the rays, the energies of the rays that created us, those ray energies that created everything, those ray energies are already known to us, and as they work on us, those ray energies attempt to bring us into this space. And we should not limit ourselves to the ray energies that we have already managed to perceive, the seven rays. We need to open ourselves in order to get to know other rays, because all the other rays are drawing closer, they are calling us, they are sending us impulses in order for us to attain this consciousness. Those other rays do not come from a more distant space, because space is one. So if we think of the 12th ray, if we think of the 21st ray, it seems to be very, very distant because our consciousness is still like that. But it is not far away. It is all within the same space where we are. And none of these rays feels that you are so far away, that they have to come closer. They come closer for our sake. It is only from our point of view that they seem to draw closer. They seem to draw closer, but for them, we are there. So you see that it is much simpler than you think, that it is much easier. It is much more immediate than you think. You do not need to make any effort for this to happen, except to be aware that all of this is related, to be aware that there is nothing that can be imagined or that cannot be imagined that is not present here where we are, and that we are not far away from nor outside of anything. Imagine if this transformation were to take place in our mind, and if this which is produced in our brain and in our mind, this secretion that we call thought, imagine if this thought were already building this connection, that not only our consciousness would perceive, not only our mind would understand, but that thought would also build this connection. That thought would begin to go in this direction, to follow this path. And then in this way, our consciousness, our perception, perception is something that we have here, isn't it, in these dimensions that we have here on Earth, perception. And that soon our perception would begin to perceive this and would begin to feel this as reality. A pathway would begin here. Here you would perceive these brothers. You would begin to feel this brotherhood as if it were you. You would not say those supraterrestrials, those intraterrestrials, who are the most evolved beings we know of at this stage of consciousness. So remember that you are the bridge linking these things. It is our consciousness that has to make this bridge to unite everything and to really change the situation of the Earth, to bring about the transformation of the situation of the Earth. And we get great help. We are helped by the planetary centers. We are helped by the astrological signs. We are helped by the planets. We are helped by all that is contained in space. We really should not say that space helps us because space contains us. There is no dilemma for space. We are the ones who have to build this bridge. It is our thought that has to shift, because the mind has already picked this up. The mind already suspects all this. The mind already knows that this exists. But now the mind has to adapt to something greater. The mind has to expand. As you know, there is no problem on Earth. There is no problem in these dimensions. There is no problem on this level. There is no limitation on these levels where we live that can resist this communication. So this communication must be within your aspiration. You must aspire to this, because then you will really deal with certain things as if they were pieces in a game board and nothing more. Because whenever you get involved with the pieces of this game, you break off this relationship. You cut off supraterrestrial contact. You cut off intraterrestrial contact. You cut this off every time you get caught up in something on this intermediary level. Well, now we have been offered many possibilities for work. Let's see if we are going to continue developing this energy, if we are going to work with this link. Let's see if we are going to find this aspiration within us, because all of us have this aspiration. We are made of this aspiration. We are composed of this aspiration. We are this aspiration. It is not something that we don't have. We are this aspiration. So we need to become consciously united to this. We need to be working with this unification, even though we know that we are already unified with it, that it already exists. In infinite space, this is no problem. The problem, if there is one, is for us to change those points of view that are natural to the dimensions of a certain density, and to begin to incorporate points of view that are beyond these limitations. You do not have to struggle with these limitations, because these limitations are also within infinity. All of this is within space. And the more we sense that we are within this space, the more we will be aware of all this. Limitations, Earth, the people of the Earth, consciousness of the Earth. We will feel all of this even more, but in another way. In another way, in another manner, and with a true unity. Of course, this cannot be done with words, but rather through a transformation of consciousness, through another dimension of our consciousness. And to do this, we have that which came before and that which came after here in our chronological mind. And as we gradually discover things in those three dimensions, new things, because we will talk about so many things in those three dimensions, that we need to have more clarity about them so that after we can free ourselves from limitations. But here we should really aspire to not be divided. We should aspire to have no separation, no criticism, and really aspire to that unity which is superhuman and which we all know that we cannot attain humanly, but we must aspire, aspire, and aspire, and then be there in all confidence, because infinity is only one.